Four Yugoslav television stations carried the Milosevic proceedings live today. As people in Serbia listen to evidence presented during the trial, many will be confronted with accounts of war crimes they've never heard before. NPR's Guy Raz reports on reaction from Belgrade.
The joke around Belgrade these days is that everyone was an opponent of Milosevic. Few people have anything good to say about their former leader now. Even fewer say they're interested in his fate. The trials returned Milosevic to the front pages in Yugoslavia, but today most residents of Belgrade opted to take advantage of early spring weather and walk along the city's outdoor pedestrian mall. 22-year-old Biljana Tuvic stopped to listen to a street performer, preferring to avoid television and the grim accounts that, no doubt, will fill the airwaves for at least a year.
I'm not so interested. Important is that he is not here anymore and he cannot do any more damage.
But her friend Mariana, who didn't want to give her last name, echoes the words of many Serbs here. Milosevic should be held to account at home. She objects to the civil treatment accorded Milosevic by the Hague Tribunal.
I think that we should judge him here, not there. And I hate him because he's not answering anything and he's ignoring everything that they are saying. I don't think that they should judge him there, but here.
Across town, at the headquarters of the DAS, the political coalition that ousted Milosevic from power in October 2000, Alexander Sekulic and others gather around the television set, watching intently.
Everyone needs to go through a catharsis. And what happened in Bosnia, Croatia and Kosovo, we only knew parts of the truth. And this is first time to face what really happened.
All four major television stations are carrying the proceedings with live translation. Across the city, in cafes and bars, restaurants and homes, many people watch their former leader sitting quietly in the dock, his aloof demeanor familiar to Serbs. 75-year-old pensioner Maria Kovacevic says she couldn't sleep last night, anticipating this day since last summer.
I'm very happy he's there because he deserves that. He caused us lots of suffering. Serbian people suffered so much. And there were so many victims. His place should be in Hague and he should face all the charges.
Just outside Maria's downtown Belgrade apartment, Vladislava Juric rushes to grab lunch during an interval in the trial.
It's a relief for the people, for the nation, I think, from my point of view.
The only comment from the government today came from Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic. He urged the four other Serbs indicted along with Milosevic to voluntarily appear in The Hague. Djindjic told reporters it would be better for them to jump into the cold water and start swimming. It would be better for them and for us. Guy Raz, NPR News, Belgrade.